John.
It's Wes.
And this is Ryan.
And this is the Nintendo Show, the best damn Nintendo podcast on the internet. This is going to be the Pokemon show for the month of January.
What are Pokemans?
2021.
They're these animals that you enslave and then force them to fight others. And then if they don't love you enough, you release them.
Just like real animals.
You kill them.
Or if they're, you know, natural born stats aren't good enough, you release them.
Precisely. Yes.
Into the wild at level one.
So, yeah, you also raise their affection. And then when they're at maximum affection, again, you just release them.
Mm.
Just so they know that they'll never, never truly be loved.
Right.
Yeah.
There's only one thing wrong with what we just said here is Pokemon hatch at level 5, not level 1. But we're going to talk about a bunch of different things.
Are they hatch at level 1?
Are you sure?
Yeah.
Yeah, fairly sure that's level 1.
Okay.
But we're not going to nitpick.
God damn it, John. You're starting the show off terribly.
All right, you host.
All right, so what we're going to do here is... I got no idea.
Oh, you're off to a good start there, too.
What we're going to do here is each of us have put together a Galar team.
Hang on, let me open my Hershey's and Cream bar real quick.
I don't have it with me today.
Thank you. Oh,
or a soda. I brought a bottle of water with me today.
Glug.
It's important to stay hydrated.
Yeah, right?
I brought a bottle of water with me today. Now, we put together a Galar team. I got done with work and was too tired to even put in real effort, so I used
too
a team.
Tired to look at a computer screen.
Yeah, too tired to do that. So I put together a team that I already played through with.
Okay.
And it's all the Galar forms of other Pokemon, not Galarian. What's the thing? Galar forms of old Pokemon.
Regional variants, you mean?
Sure.
We're talking about?
Yeah.
Yeah, that sounds right.
Sure.
Sure.
I mean, the point of this wasn't to, like, build the best team. The point of it was, let's talk about some Pokemon that maybe we haven't given enough attention to.
So then why does Meowth get two different regional variants?
Right.
Hey.
I think Meowth is, like, going to get a regional variant, like, forever now.
But this regional variant is good.
True.
I do like Berserker. So, I mean...
Yeah. I ain't saying otherwise. I'm just wondering, what about the Meowth makes it so special? Is it that it can talk like a human?
I have no idea. I always thought it was really irritating.
So, Wes, why don't you kick us off then, since we're already on this train?
Well, Berserker made it on my team.
Yeah.
Berserker's freaking awesome.
I should stipulate, I have a special category for the starter that I think is the best, the legendary I think is the best, and the Galarian form I think is the best.
Okay.
And then I have a team of six.
Cool.
Oh, dear God, all right.
So, just saying.
Well, why don't we do the six and then end it with...
with those.
With
the best.
I also did pick a starter, just because I was kind of constructing a team as if I was going to play through the game.
True.
So, Berserker is a Pokemon.
Sure.
It falls from Meowth at level 28. It is a Steel type. I love my Steel types. This guy is super duper heavy on attack and defense. And I don't know what we're going to be discussing with this. I don't know what kind of thing we're going here.
Does it have... What are the abilities? Do you have that information?
Oh, yeah, I got it all right here.
Like, it has
so you get
cool.
Bell Armor. Opponent's moves cannot crit. You have Tough Claws. Increases the power of moves that make physical contact by 30%. Mm-hmm. And then it's got Steely Spirit. Increases the power of Steel-type moves used by the user or an ally Pokemon by 50%. So you can either get Steel-type boost or...
I wonder if that stacks on top of your stabs.
I don't know.
That's interesting, but Tough Claw is also a really good one, too.
Yeah. And, you know, he just learns... It's a pure physical smack-him-in-the-face machine, and its fingers become sharp spikes.
It's also one that charges you when it pops out of the grass and notices you.
Yeah, this guy gets angry.
Which is horrifying.
Yeah,
like,
the first time I saw that,
I just ran in the other direction. I was like, what the fuck is that thing? Holy shit.
Yeah, well, it's also, I believe it's supposed to be based off of, like, Nordic... barbarians, right?
Yeah, it's got a big-ass
like
beard thing, yeah.
Yeah, so I guess they want to...
Oh, is that the British history that they're trying to bring in? Like, this is when the Saxons had to defend off the...
I believe so, yeah.
The Vikings, or, you know, however it...
Yeah, it's got, like, Viking horns, too.
You can't corrupt a race if it's more white than you are. What? Sorry, Wes. Terrible comment from Wes.
Well, you know...
Wes came today dressed up as the QAnon shaman.
Yeah.
Which, I will say, he looks much better in his mugshot.
Yeah. I heard that he's, like, basically on a hunger strike because they won't give him organic food.
I heard that there's a judge that did cave and give him organic food, which, you know...
Damn.
I mean, whatever. Like, he's going to spend so much time in jail for taking part in an insurrection. Like, fine, give him his fucking celery. Who gives a shit?
Yeah.
At least don't give them access to a computer. There, that's the trade-off.
Well, celery, by the way, is a negative calorie food. So he would die faster from eating large quantities of
celery. Oh, there you go. That's a win-win.
I mean, at least he stays like hydrated, though, I suppose.
Fair. Yeah. Maybe give him some salt with it.
Some salted celery.
There you go.
You go, asshole. Here's your organic food. All right, Wes, who else you got?
Let's see. Oh, we're just going to go through all of my team?
Yeah, sure.
There is...
Oh, by the way, like, so he mentioned a steel type. There are other steel types.
Is there now the time we break that up, or what?
Do you have a steel type on your list?
Not on my crew, but I think there's a couple certainly worth mentioning.
Duraludon is pretty cool.
Yes.
Duraludon's pretty good.
And Copperajah.
Mm-hmm, sure. Copperajah, I think we talked
about
him. He's
weird. He's not very defensive. He just hits really hard, right?
A lot of HP.
Yeah.
And we talked about him when we ranked the steel types a few months ago.
Heavy slam machine? Is that what he is, basically?
Yeah, kind of a cool gimmick with him. Like, yeah. He's like one of his, I guess, most attractive functions is just his ability to sit on top of you with his enormous weight.
Oh.
Yeah.
That's what you guys got in common.
Yep. One of the few times that the Pokemon statistic weight actually means something.
Yeah. Yeah, and also, like, Duraludon looks fake. Doesn't look real. I'm not sure what the deal is with that thing. I think
none of them are real.
As well, you know, what I mean to say is that it looks the least real of all of the fake Pokemon.
Hmm.
And yeah, it's like...
Like fan art kind of thing? Like somebody, had a contest to make a building Pokemon.
They made a fat schlub of a mech, I feel like. You know, it's like they kind of just... It doesn't look... I mean, it looks like a steel type, sure. Fair enough. How is this thing a dragon? Where is the dragon component?
It's a dragon?
Yeah, it's a steel dragon.
And doesn't it weigh like 50 pounds?
Copperajah?
It's super light. No, we're talking about Duraludon now.
Oh my gosh, you're talking about Duraludon. Oh my gosh. I was not paying attention.
So, yeah, and it's
like,
funny
because
like...
What's it supposed to be?
This would have been like a fun point for them to kind of introduce like Mecha into the Pokemon universe. Like if it Gigantamax into like an actual dragon mech. But Gigantamax into like a skyscraper.
It's true. If you look at, like, Sizer, it looks like it does need to, like, overheat and then, like, vent at some point after it's beaten the shit out of something. You know? I feel like that could be a thing. I don't know. I digress. Both those Pokemon exist, and I don't know if either one's on your list or if you wanted to talk about it now, but
no. They
are both very good Pokemon.
Mm-hmm.
You know? Not to say that they're any better or worse than Berserker, but they're in the mix.
Well, I would say they're probably better than Berserker. Berserker is just there to... He's pretty squishy. Even with 100 defense. I mean, the guy...
Was his HP?
70.
Yeah, well, how's Copperajah's beard, though? Oh,
that's
no.
A good point.
I'm afraid not. Oh, and Duraludon has no facial hair.
Are we ranking Pokemon by facial hair? Because I think Alakazam's got to be in the mix.
Yeah, that stash is legit. Mr. Rhyme, by the way, checking in again. He's got the hat and the stash.
Oh, my. Did you ever construct your hat team? We talked about that.
Oh, I do want to do a hat team. Oh, was it Mr. Rhyme and Hatterene?
Hatterene's on my list.
Mine as well, by the way.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
Oh, this is the perfect time to talk about him then. I love Hatterene.
Psychic, Combine, Dazzling Gleam, and Dark Pulse.
Oh, yeah.
On a Fairy Psychic, by the way, this is another good fairy made out like a bandit in the new gen as well, but... Yeah, Hatterene's legit. Very defense-oriented.
Base stats, 57 HP, then 90-95 attack defense, 136 special attack, 103 special defense, 29 speed, but who needs it? Clocking it at 510 total base stats. You can play this thing as a physical attacker or a special attacker, but like its special attack is 46 points higher. So clearly you'd want to lean into that. It would be kind of cool if they, you know, you get a nature that takes away from that. Attack or take away further from your speed and put it into something else. But you could play this as a physical attacker as you want. A couple of different abilities, a healer.
I always like having, like, if it's a special attacker, I like having one non-attack move just for something. And then if it's like a special attacker, maybe two different special attack moves, and one that maybe has different side effects to it, and like having one actual physical attack. If it has the stats to back it up. That way, if I go against like a very special defensive Pokemon, I got that to rely upon.
And I think just depends on where you're placing your value. For a Pokemon that isn't learning too many off-type things, like if something like an Arcanine, just to pick one off the top of my head, I'm not sure how many off-type moves Arcanine can learn, but Arcanine could attack physically or special attack, and so just only getting stabs from fire, it might be to your advantage to mix it up like that. With a Pokemon like Hatterene, it can learn a bunch of different move types. So saying like, okay, I want to have a physical move, a physical psychic move, and a special psychic move, and a fairy move in there to play the fairy stabs, and you'll have one slot left to do any sort of like buffs or regen. I think for a Pokemon like Hatterene, you're better off just staying in a lane. Whereas there are Pokemon out there, to your point, where it is good to be able to split things up.
Okay, so what's the moveset of a Hatterene you're going to put on it?
John said this without knowing that you could breed it with Nuzzle.
I do
like
Nuzzle.
Which is a physical move.
It sure
right,
is.
There you go,
It's a Thunder Wave with just a little bit of chip damage.
a little bit of damage. Yeah, no, but it also could do something if it felt so inclined, like Shadow Claw, Brutal Swing, Psycho Cut.
Yeah.
That's out there, but I just don't I don't know about that, man. I think you do want to stick with 136 damage,
right?
To tagging you with something like a Dazzling Gleam,
or a Psychic, or like a Draining Kiss if you want to go for a little bit of HP restore is nice to have. Shadow Ball is a good move for it because that will counter its Ghost type weakness. It's weak to Ghost, Poison, Steel. Mystical Fire is a cool TR that you can put on it to counter the Steel type weakness if you want, and of course Poison type you just counter with your Psychic type. So you can have a move set that counters all of your weaknesses with Psychic, Draining Kiss, Shadow Ball, and Mystical Fire. If you're not worried about getting your HP back, then stick with a Dazzling Gleam. Get a more powerful fairy move. But those are all special moves. They counter all your weaknesses.
Okay.
But still, if you're building one, you're going to want one with a nature that's taken away your speed. Because it's 29. Who cares if you lose a little bit more?
Yeah. I noticed this gen has a lot of extreme speed Pokemon and a lot of like crazy slow Pokemon.
Hmm.
It seems like there's a lot where like their speed is triple digits off the charts or 30. <You know.
laughs> Yep. I mentioned the abilities here real quick. Healer is for double battles, sometimes heals your ally. Anticipation, it'll sense if your opponent has a super effective move. The one you really want to go for, I think, on this is its hidden ability.
Bounce.
Magic Bounce.
Yes.
It will reflect status ailment moves.
Oh, that's fun.
That is wild. That is great that it has that.
It's really, really cool.
And, I mean, for what it's worth, the Gigantamax form in the mix, if we're grading them on their capacity to do the mechanic of Gen 8,
yeah,
then it sure enough does that.
Sure. Anyway, all right, Wes, jump back in. We've cut you off here.
I'm going to go and mention, since we did bring him up, Mr. Rhyme.
Oh, nice.
I did use a Mr. Rhyme. He's a lot of fun. I like ice types, even though they're garbage. I do enjoy them. Mr. Rhyme is sitting there. He evolves from Mr. Mime, obviously, at 42. And this guy's got a 80 HP, 80 attack, 75 defense, 110 special attack, 100 special defense, and 70 speed. Nothing fancy, but he was a lot of fun with that ice and psychic type mixed up in there.
Mm. It's like a Jinx, like a better Jinx.
Yeah, exactly.
Some interesting abilities I'm seeing here.
And he kind of tap dances when he's just standing there. Does a little.
He's just happy to be there.
He's having a good time.
I got my cane, I got my hat.
He's got a Tingle Feet ability. Pokemon's evasion raises one when confused. Screen cleaner. Okay. When the Pokemon enters a battle, the effects of Light Screen, Reflect, and Aurora Veil are nullified for both opposing and ally. Or he's got ice body. HP is restored by a 16th of maximum HP when hailing.
I wonder what the strategic advantage of... I wonder if there's a way you could use that Tangled Feet to a better advantage.
Pokemon's evasion raises one level when confused. I don't know.
Yeah,
Some Pokemon, I mean, is there... Well, I don't know of a way that it's going to make it stronger by giving it a status condition is the thing.
You had a berry that cures your confusion, you had a partner Pokemon that swaggers you, so you're raising... What's his physical attack base stat again?
85.
All right. Which isn't that bad.
Yeah, that's passable.
He's got 110 special.
Right, so you definitely want to play a special. So like it would be kind
this
of a
gimmick.
This thing
is really nice. I love the stats on this, actually. 80 HP, 85 attack... 75 defense, 110, 170 speed.
I mean, his worst stat is 70 speed. I mean,
yeah, that's
not terrible. It's fine.
Still okay. Yeah.
All right. Who else you got?
He's a goofball.
Its amusing movements make it very popular. It releases its psychic powers from the pattern on its belly. Did you know that all of its attacks are coming from its belly?
It's like a Care Bear.
Wow. Oh, I thought it was his cock. No, just kidding. Runerigus. Runerigus.
Uh-huh.
Keep saying it more, we're gonna get banned.
So this guy is Ghost Ground. Obviously, he's a Gellar form of Confagrigus. Mm-hmm. you're 12. So this guy's 58 HP, 95 attack, 145 defense, 50 special attack, 105 special defense, and 30 speed. This guy's got that really dumb move. What was it called? Wandering Spirit.
Formerly Mummy, now Wandering Spirit. Which, we talked about this, I think, on one of the previous ones, where that's a really nice refinement of a move I truly, or an ability I really hated. But, you know, John was kind of sort of sticking up for it half-heartedly, I think.
I like the ability. I think it's a cool ability. The only downside is I hate that it's telling me that the ability swap every freaking turn. Like, I just want to move on. The fights go so much longer because that stupid message keeps popping up. Why are they, the ability switched?
You could turn animations off. Okay, I know. They'll save you some time.
I like the animations.
Okay.
Otherwise, it's just boring. I mean, might as well be playing like a board game.
No, you need to get to the numbers.
You need to get to the numbers and the charts.
If it was just a series of math equations, that would be the most perfect refined version of Pokemon.
It's just maps and numbers. It's all...
Hey guys, let's spitball for the next generation that's coming out. What's the next regional form of Cathagrigus or Runigurus going to be?
Maybe like a
Runarigus?
Shittigus, maybe? Cuntigus? I feel like you need to keep working in bad words into this thing's name. So what are you going to do?
Probably something grossly anti-Semitic. Yeah. They need to get their acts together because that's not acceptable.
I kind of like Shittigus.
Okay. I like that too.
Yeah.
I think it's a little too blunt.
What do you want to say then?
I don't know. I mean, I'm not clever enough to come up with names.
Maybe like
Poppycock, I guess?
Balderdash, I guess?
I like it.
All right. Who else you got, Wes? Who's another Gallar?
Another Gallarorn.
I think like it is worth mentioning like the really just dumb way that Runigus has to evolve.
Yeah.
Because you got to do it like in the Dust Bowl area of the wild area. And, yes. Like,
that is a bit.
Have a certain amount of HP go underneath the thing. Yeah, it's
messy. Very odd. Like, nobody's going to figure that out on their own. Mm-hmm. You have to look this up. There's no way to be like, oh, I wonder how this guy evolves. Like, unless there's somebody in the game at some point who's like, oh, yeah, take him to this spot when he's at this HP. And you're like, why? How does that come up in normal?
You know, I think they do have some of these wacky Pokemon evolutions in there specifically so that, you know, there is a social aspect to it. You talk to your friends and they figure things out and you share information. But really, like, the internet is the much faster route and I think the go-to route for everyone now. Yeah. So the wackier they make these things, like, if they're trying to achieve the goal of having you, like, have that social aspect of talking to other people, the more obscure they make it, like, the more they're getting diminishing returns on that.
Yeah.
So, and then, where did this start? Where can we track this back to? Maybe Inkay back in Gen 6, where you had to turn your DS upside down?
Yeah, that was weird.
And not holding up at all. Like, anytime Inkay is going to be in future generations, you're not going to be able to turn your systems upside down for everyone. They're going to have to figure out different ways for it to evolve.
Pick up your TV and lift it.
Oh, good idea.
But the TV, like, they'd have to, like, communicate through the HDMI cable with your system.
They don't do that already?
I'm just sending a video signal. It would have to send the signal the other way.
John, I'm making a joke.
Yeah.
I got an idea. How about this? What's the button that you mash to make it not evolve?
B.
You have to remap that button to another button within the Switch console, like the main Switch console, and then spam that button to make it evolve.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah.
That's
obnoxiously weird.
Yeah, really deep cut.
You guys ever hear about that with Metal Gear Solid? That was one of the things that they did.
No, I hadn't.
One of the bosses in the original PlayStation Metal Gear Solid, in order to beat it, you actually had to unplug the controller from the console and then plug it back in.
Oh, yeah, I did hear about that.
Otherwise, you wouldn't be able to attack it.
Yeah, that was weird.
Yeah, yeah, it's one of those makes those lists of, like, bizarre things games would make you do to beat it.
Hmm. All right, who's next in the...
The Gallar form?
Yeah, I think you mentioned regional variants. Then I cut you off. I just wanted to buy you some time by talking about Runigus.
I will say this. I really liked this team. And it was very solid. In past games, these regional forms are kind of lackluster, like the Sandslash. I mean, it really wasn't that great.
Yeah, like a Sandslash and a Vulpix.
Yeah, I mean, some of these really weren't that great, these new special forms and everything. But everyone here is definitely usable. They're quality guys. And next one is going to be Sirfetch'd.
Nice.
He was a joy to use this guy.
Another weird one to evolve.
But yeah, he has to crit three times.
Yep, in one battle.
In one battle, he has to crit three times. It's super weird.
He's overcompensating for sure. Look at this sword.
No doubt.
No, his previous form did. Like the leak on the other guy.
Yeah, that's true.
But Farfetch'd has just a pure fighting type, and then he evolves into Sirfetch'd with three crits in one battle.
Yep.
And remains just a pure fighting type. It's got great stats, if I remember correctly. 62 HP, 135 attack, 95 defense, 68 special attack, 82 special defense, and 65 speed. So the dude hits like a truck with that attack, but he is a little sluggish.
Yeah, I could use some speed or some more HP. Otherwise, kind of squishy.
Yeah, he's kind of one of those guys where once you get the attack off, ability is steadfast and scrappy.
Scrappy, what was that one? Now I can't remember.
Allows
scrappy
the Pokemon force to hit ghost type Pokemon with normal type and fighting type moves.
Okay.
And blocks intimidate.
That's pretty cool.
And then steadfast as his speed raises when he flinches.
Yeah.
But yeah, this guy was a lot of fun. And then he,
do you remember how you guys got yours to evolve?
Not completely. I forget how I did it.
I traded one.
Okay.
I traded for one.
I got this guy to evolve, you know, pretty late in the game. I think I'd already finished off the main, quest in the game when I got this, run. So, like, the Pokemon in the wild area had all repopulated to level 60. And I didn't want to, like, grind it up to level 60 in order to get it to evolve. There are some really easy ways you can build it in order to get those crits. You can have it hold the Razor Claw or the Razor Fang.
Well, the thing you catch it with, his leak raises crit.
Yeah. So you got the leak on there as the equipped item. You can get Focus Energy on there.
Mm-hmm.
And then Leaf Blade. Once he gets that move, that's also a high critical hit ratio. So getting the three crits in one fight isn't really so much the issue as finding something that will live through those three crits.
Well, you just go up against a trainer who's got three different Pokemon at least.
True.
Well, I think by the time I was in that game, not many trainers left.
That's a very good point. You had already murdered everyone in sight.
If you could face off against a Duraludon, that actually would be good because isn't Dragon and Steel weak to or resistant to grass? So you'd be hitting with a Leaf Blade, which is a grass move, on something that's double resistant to it.
That's a pretty nice idea. And there is a wild Duraludon that walks around in the wild area. I hadn't thought of that. So I had to take my low level Sirfetch'd, or Farfetch'd at that point, and I had to boost up evasion of a different Pokemon and then Baton Pass into it. I had to boost up evasion and speed just for some extra safety.
Wow.
And I think I did that with a Ninjask, if I'm not mistaken. He might not be in the game. Either way, yeah, it was a roundabout way of trying to get this thing just to crit three times. And
I thought this guy would have been on your first playthrough, first team, because you're such a hard-on for Farfetch'd.
I don't remember where you actually are able to get him.
I can't remember at all. I have no idea.
Next playthrough.
Yeah.
Next playthrough, we'll get him.
I'm glad I traded for one.
After Sirfetch'd, Weezing. Poison, fairy type. With a big old top hat.
I like that. Stack. That is cool. And it's it actually is fitting for the region in a weird way because of the whole pollution and then industrialization that was so big in England.
He was the reason why I made this team because I wanted to use Weezing and I couldn't. I was like, you know what, screw this. Let's just do an all Galar form team.
Yeah.
And try these things out. He just has levitate and neutralizing gas. And then his hidden ability on the Galar form activates Misty Terrain for five turns when the Pokemon enters battle. Just got Misty Surge if you want to use that. Stats are going to be Galarian Weezing. 65 HP, 90 attack, 120 defense, 85 special attack, 70 special defense, 60 speed.
Okay.
So he's all right. He can take a little bit of a hit and everything. He's more attack oriented than special, but only by five, so either or.
That might be a good one. You can split some things up. Does it show like what the move pool can look like with TMs and TRs, that kind of thing?
Yeah, you got the
diversity he can get with his moves.
Sludge, Assurance, Aromatic Mist, Fairy Wind, mostly specials. Mostly okay. Specials. Self-destruct.
All right.
Yeah, he can learn some physicals, but yeah, he's pretty much just learning specials.
Cool. Yeah. You got any other Galar forms left? Or is that
There's
all?
One left, and that would be the actual team I did the playthrough for. And I almost didn't pick this guy, just because Ryan's inseparable. But I played Obstagoon.
Oh, Obstagoon's on my list.
Yeah, Obstagoon's great.
Nice.
Holy shit, this thing was amazing.
That thing is fantastic.
Oh my god.
I didn't do too much research, and I don't want to cop off some guy's list, but he basically pointed out that with the right move set on an Obstagoon, he is a perfect matchup for every single gym battle and then champion battle when you have to do the bracket determinant. He basically says that he can either sweep entire teams or is weak to at most one on a team.
Hmm.
Like, totally fucking crushes. Go ahead. Let's start talking about it. Tell me about it.
It's got some... The abilities are going to be Reckless, Guts, and Defiant. Power moves that have recoil damage is increased by 20.
I do like Defiant as an ability. That's a good one.
Attack is raised by 2 stages when Pokemon has its stats lowered.
Mm-hmm.
Doesn't work on self-inflicted ones. But that's pretty good one.
Well, a Flame Orb wouldn't count as a self-inflicted. You could equip it with a Flame Orb.
Does it count as status ailments as well, or is it just stat reductions?
Stat reductions.
So if somebody growls at you, you're just going to get a little bit stronger.
Yeah.
93 HP, 90 attack, 101 defense, 60 special attack, 81 special defense, 95 speed. This guy's fast, he's got good HP, he's got good defense, and he hits pretty hard.
I like when they do the stats, like, it's got 29 speed, it's got 91 defense. It's like these weird numbers. Like,
yeah.
Like,
why 81 91? Defense?
Like, yeah.
They had to balance
93 HP? Sure. Like, what the... 101?
It's because Swanna's special defense is so high. They needed to balance out the type alignments.
I mean, all in all, it does get us to around 520.
Mm.
That's an even number, so maybe they were just like...
That's like a starter.
Yeah, exactly. And it's a 3-stage Pokemon. So that's
yeah,
kind of
from Zigzagoon, Linoon, to Obstagoon.
Yeah.
What are your thoughts on him, Ryan?
Just that he's really good. I like him a lot. Do love these balanced stats. The worst thing is its special attack, which you should not be using in the first place. The next worst stat is 81 special defense. Good defense, good bulk. Really good speed for all of the bulk you're getting. Not bad on the attack front, too. What was the ability that involved... Wasn't there an ability that involved self-inflicted damage? Is that true?
Defiant.
Yeah. So he does get double edge as well, so...
Oh, but it's stat reductions.
Not
self-damage.
No, you're thinking of his other move, which is Reckless. The power of moves that have recoil damage is increased by 20.
Oh, okay.
So yeah, double edge would hit harder.
Yeah, so that's kind of a nice thing. But yeah, also things like Night Slash, Brick Break, Fire Punch, and then yeah, Headbutt or Double Edge, depending upon which ability you want to roll with. Just solid. I really like the look of this thing. Dark Normal. Oh yeah, the resistances of this thing is kind of wild. Sure, you're double weak to Fighting. That ain't great. And you are weak to Bug and Fairy, but you know what? Hey, like, you get 2 immunities, you're immune to... Ghost and Psychic while being resistant to Dark, and the rest is a wash. So that's just kind of a funny thing.
It's really cool to be resistant or immune to Dark and Psychic. Pretty common types.
Yeah, so...
moves that can go on a lot of different Pokemon.
Yeah, I like the design too. I think it's kind of cool. I always thought Linoon... I've always personally liked Linoon. I always thought that he was the best of the whole Pat Rat, you know, scenario that you get right off the bat where they give you some kind of, like, rodent or some small furry mammal.
Come on, Watchdog. Come on, that's
Watchdog.
My mistake.
Or like Rattata or whatever.
Bidoof.
Yeah. Thank you.
Just Sentret. Let's go through every generation. Bunnelby.
And it's supposed to be playing on how important punk was to 70s British culture.
Yeah,
like that. Punk was also in America, and you could argue that American punk existed before British punk. Well, maybe an American would make that claim. I think it harkens back to what their brand of punk rock was for them and what it meant to be counterculture.
Mm.
So I think it's cool.
You and Goose. Yeah, that's all.
He does have this cool move.
Thank you, John.
He does have this cool, unique move called Obstruct, which is great. It's essentially Protect, but if the Pokemon uses a move that causes him... this move enables the user to protect itself from all attacks. The chance of failing raises if used as a session, except it's the same as detect and those in protect and everything, except also direct contact harshly lowers the attacker's defense stat.
Oh, nice.
So it will block a move, harshly lower their defense, and then you just go on and start wailing at them.
I do like how there are those like protect type moves that have those additional effects, like a Baneful Bunker.
Yeah.
And I think Turtonator might have something like that as well. Spike Shield or something like that.
Yeah.
Anyway.
But I really liked Obstruct. I used it constantly on him. It's fantastic.
I think these are cool regional variants.
Yeah, and these aren't even taking consideration the other regional variants that came in with the new expansions, like the Slowpoke
and the
Slowking. I haven't touched those. I got no idea if they're any good or not.
You didn't even mention everyone's favorite Ponyta.
Oh, God.
That was the one on my list that I was like, when are you guys going to fucking talk about it?
Take it away. Let's talk about it now.
Let's talk about Ponyta.
Galarian, Rapidash, and Ponyta look fucking legit, in my opinion. I know it's a little fey-ish that they are so pink and pastel-y.
Kind of brony of you to freak out over this
thing. I don't give a fuck, man. This thing looks badass. There are two great... Well, I'm going to bury the lead. There are two great horses introduced in this game. And yeah, like, I know that this has shit to do with British culture. I don't know that they have a lot of pastel-colored horses over there. But
I mean, that's just how they are over there. I mean, it's pretty...
Yeah. I don't know. I just think it looks cool and... Oh, yeah, I keep saying the word pastel. I think that's what its ability is pastel veil, which means that you can't poison the thing. Which, you know, it is a fairy type, so that's kind of cool. I mean, if you're a Toxapex, you're probably terrified of the sight of this thing. But I like it. It carries the same stats as your standard Rapidash would, which is like over 100 attack, over 100 speed. So, very, very fast. And what a great type combo. Like, getting to be fairy and psychic.
Who's the other horse?
Yeah, I'm blanking on that.
Okay, do it.
Oh,
did you buy buy your expansions?
Yeah. Now I know who you're talking about.
Mm-hmm.
Okay,
that's all. And that is all my. That's not one of my six, but that was my slot for best
regional variant.
Yeah,
was Rapidash?
Yeah,
all right.
You guys are mean.
I got nothing against Ponyta Rapidash.
I had a hard time in mind choosing. I almost ran Rapidash. That way I could have justified running Darmanitan, because that thing looks super fun.
You're like every Pokemon in the game in that you've both learned Toxic.
What did I do? Fuck Rapidash. No, I'm on board.
Jeez.
Did you guys see that? It's not appropriate for the Pokemon show. You guys see that meme, all aboard the Trump train, because you're on the no-fly list now?
I like that.
All right, I'm gonna tap in with one.
Yeah,
we already talked about Hatterene. That's one of my six. I picked a starter as one of the six, as if I was playing through the game. I got Cinderace.
Cinderace, I think, is far and away the best of the three starters.
Yeah, is that what you got on for your best starter?
Yeah, it is. In fact,
Total base stats of 530. We're gonna add 80 HP, 116, 75 attack and defense. 65 special attacks, 75 special defense, 119 speed. The big attraction there is the big attack, big speed. It's going to hit hard. It's going to hit fast. Defenses are kind of fringy, but they're okay. As far as abilities, you get the standard Blaze starter ability, which powers up fire moves when your HP is low. And Libero, I think it's pronounced, as a hidden ability. And this thing's fucking legit.
I was going to ask you, what'd you think of that?
Changes Pokemon type according to the move type you use. I think that is a really fucking cool little gadget just to sort of keep your opponent off balance. So, Wes, you're giving me a funny look.
So, essentially, you use a fighting move, now he's a fighting type?
Now he's a fighting type. So,
well, it's not the first time this happened, either. That's the hidden ability of Froakie.
Oh, yeah?
It's called Protein, though.
Hmm.
But Protein, yeah, whatever the last move you used, you become... And not only do you absorb the type, you become a mono-type version of it, too. Because Froakie, in that case, is
dark. Water, dark.
Yeah, exactly. So it would abandon both those things if it used...
But he didn't pick up Dark until later on. He doesn't start Dark.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, and I should take that back. Greninja is probably the one that learns Protein. I don't know what its early forms have as a hidden ability.
Hmm.
So not the first time, but wow, it's rare. You don't see this used a lot. And it's interesting that they chose this one of all of them to give it to.
So you can run a moveset of Pyro Ball, which is a really great fire move. Bounce, if you felt like it. You can learn a couple of different fighting moves, like Double Kick. Not a great move, but just make yourself a fighting type if you need to just tank a, a hit from, or you want to become immune to.
How does this thing not learn high jump kick? He's a fucking rabbit.
U-turn.
It does, I thought.
U-turn will swap you out, but if it's your last Pokemon left, you can change yourself into a bug.
Does he learn high jump kick?
Yeah, it's a breed move.
It's a breed move. Oh, okay.
I remember that because I was like, okay, so you know who's probably like looking at this guy being like, I fucking got you, man. I got your number all day long is Dreadnought, who is a rock water type, only to have a high jump kick on because it's a rock type. It's going to get just obliterated.
Also.
And a way outspend.
Also, Electro Ball.
Yeah,
through a TR. And he's sure as hell going to be faster than a Dreadnought, so...
Yep.
Not only will you hit him with a super effective move, you'll get that stab as well with Libero as an ability. Assurance, you can make him a dark type if you felt like it. Gunk Shot, you can make him a poison type for a turn.
You pretty much had to breed to get this.
Like, no, these are all TMs or TRs.
I meant the hidden ability. The chance of you starting the game and your starter that right as you start the game just happens to have a hidden ability.
Unless you get the capsule.
Unless you get capsules. Which, but that's also like end game stuff.
Yeah, that's fair. So if you wanted to use one of these from the beginning, you just have to
trade one over.
Make one, dump it in Pokemon Home, start a new game.
Start a new game.
Really good stats on this guy. This seems like easy mode stats here with the 80 HP, nice and bulky. 116 attack is crazy. And 119 speed.
Yep.
Just fantastic.
Real good.
You know, and by the way, I would say maybe aside from Gen 2, this is the worst set of starters the game's ever made. I really think that, or certainly the least adventurous. They really did.
Least adventurous. I still think they're pretty fun. Like, I enjoyed Inteleon and Rillaboom still. I like their designs.
Nah, I don't.
All right.
I think they look like dorks.
They said you look like dorks.
Right. I don't know. And maybe it's just that I'm thinking of Gen 7 with the fleet of fucking killer starters they introduced, all of which were like totally out there. Really cool designs, really neat type combos. For them to kind of play it safe and then just go with some, pure grass, pure fire, pure water. Yeah, I mean, and I get it that this guy is like, he plays the kickball, and they like the kickball over there, don't they? So
they sure do.
They
call it footsies.
Yeah, Rillaboom does not look good with his drum. I'm sorry. Thwacky looks cool. Rillaboom does not look cool. And Inteleon I said it earlier, he's a dork. He's a fucking dork. I'm sorry.
I like Inteleon. How dare you?
You're welcome too, but you're a dork too.
It's Mega Form. He's got a little tower and a sniper gun. Let's go.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, they do have their Gigantamax forms. Cinderace is riding a goddamn fireball.
His ears get huge.
Yeah. So, I don't know. I do like this Pokemon a lot.
I think we've said this about every Pokemon generation, like before and after a new one comes out. Like, wouldn't it be really great if the next time around they mix it up a little bit and not go with the grass, water, fire?
They really do need to do that, but they're not going to.
You know what they're
going to
do? Give us three normals. Their next move.
Yeah, I think there is this sort of design philosophy around, okay, well, this is like really easy, early on, intuitive, understandable type alignments. Anyone who's starting the game can get a hold of this really quickly. I think they should give people a little bit more credit. I think they should give children specifically a little bit more credit. If you started with a ground flying electric type, they'd catch on. They figure out type alignments, just especially since now they tell you if a move is super effective before you even use it. So, I don't know. I think that there's...
The stupid British children would be like, but Mom, there's birds on the electrical wires. Or the light tubes. I don't know what they call them over there.
Fuck, right.
You know that birds aren't real, by the way? But birds are, you've never actually held a bird in your hands, right? You've never really actually had a tangible bird. That's because they're all robots issued by the government to spy on us.
I see, sorry, yeah, to gain control of the 5G towers.
Yeah, exactly. Birds aren't real.
I mean, that's what Sherlock is.
Yeah.
My buddy Pedro has a parrot.
Oh, wow. He's in on it, man. Jeez. I shouldn't trust
the government's even talking back.
Is this
back
the guy you go to watch movies with?
No, that's Hector.
No.
Oh, man. You hang out with the weirdest people.
Hector is a parrot.
Oh, God. Didn't need to know that. Too much information.
All right, Ryan, tag in with one.
Oh, it's right. Yeah, let me bring up my list here real quick. So, we did Hatterene already and Obstagoon. I like those guys a lot. Oh, what about Toxtricity? I don't know how you guys feel about Toxtricity.
Oh, Toxtricity is fantastic.
Yeah, it gets, I think, is it two different Gigantamax forms, right? Something like that.
I think he has two forms in general.
Oh, two forms in general.
Yeah, he has two general forms. I don't know what the differences are. They just look a little different.
Yeah. Overdrive, Sludge Bomb, Drain Punch, Fire Punch. You don't have to run those moves, but that's a damn good set of moves you could put on one of these things with its electric poison typing.
Oh, now I remember. Yeah, one form, it's all based on stats. So if one's more attack-oriented...
Oh, that's right. Yeah.
It's something like that.
Amped form and a low-key form.
Yeah.
That's what it is. Stat line here for you real quick. 502 combined. That's 75 HP, 98 attack, 70 defense, 114 special attack, 70 special defense, and 75 speed. So could use a little more bulk there, but that really ain't that bad. And it's got 75 speed, so it's not that quick. But that's 114 special attack is huge.
And I think, Wes, to your point earlier, this is one where you could kind of split things up and have some physical, some special moves, and do really well with it.
Yeah.
Especially with those types, the poison and the electric. I mean, I feel like this guy is a must-have if you want to make a solid Galar team.
I would agree.
Just aim playthrough in this. You just put Toxicity on it, and you're good to go.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, get you 8 resists total. That's crazy.
Yeah, it's got fighting, flying, poison, bug, steel, grass, electric.
Yep.
Fairy.
Not bad. Not bad at all.
Only two weaknesses. You got a psychic weakness. You got the double weakness to ground, so you're worried about that earthquake. But
yep,
that's really the biggest deal.
Give it a balloon.
There you go.
And that's the end of your worries.
It's got a couple of different abilities. I think you go Punk Rock, which boosts the power of sound moves. It also has plus minus, which is more for double battle purposes.
Yeah, even one of their electric moves is a sound-based move, so it still stacks off of that.
Specifically, Overdrive is a sound-based electric move, which is like Discharge, but sound-based. So you're getting the stab on that, plus the boost for being a
Discharge sound-based.
Discharge is
sound-based? No. Yeah, Discharge was it, but...
But it Overdrive. Has the same base power as Discharge.
Yeah, yeah, but you're getting the boost off the Punk Rock ability.
Mm-hmm. A Boom Burst is a very powerful special normal move if you want to keep on the sound based stuff.
Yeah, one of the last moves it learns, but yeah, 140 damage. Whew.
Yeah, and you can go to Vault Switch if you need to just get it out of a fight real quick. A bunch of poison moves.
What poison moves are you going to give it?
Sludge Bomb, Sludge Wave, you can do Poison Jab. Got a lot of different options.
Poison Jab is always weird because he like does this weird like tiny kick when he does Poison Jab. It's hilarious.
Jab with my feet.
Yeah.
Most people have Coke nails on their fingers. He's got them on his toes.
His hidden ability is Technician, which I don't think is a good match for him. He doesn't really learn a whole lot of moves that are below a base power of 60.
Mm-hmm. I see that he can learn Stored Power, which is kind of fun if you've got a plan to boost your stats a little bit.
Okay.
I don't know how that works, though. If you overstat it, if you've got, like, plus 6 combined stats, doesn't Stored Power add on damage? Doesn't it add 20 damage with every stat effect?
I think
in that situation, you just do a U-turn combo. Hmm. Because you're not going to waste time building stacks with him out. He's too squishy. But if you do, like, a U-turn combo, get somebody out there, buff him up, and swap him.
Unless you, like, baton pass into him. With someone who's
not U-turn, baton pass. Yeah,
I feel like this is like
that's what I meant.
A really like specific strategy that you're just better off playing him different, like as a sweeper. Play your stats.
That's the most efficient way to just run this guy. Just with that boom burst and that overdrive, just throw him out there and just
do it.
He's got it. He's fine.
Do some stat buffing voodoo in order to switch into a Toxtricity to use Stored Power. You can probably find a better Pokemon to use Stored Power as well.
Exactly.
But then also make sure that it's asleep so you can use the sleep talk.
Oh, yes, absolutely.
All of that needs to happen.
You got to rest sleep talk.
Yes.
So you can accidentally use rest again.
It does have a Gigantamax form.
Mm-hmm.
And it's pretty cool.
Yeah, it turns out like a little salamander looking dude.
Yeah, it stands up and like grabs a guitar, electric guitar, and slams it. It's awesome.
Mm-hmm.
It's a cool little guy.
All right, I'm going to tag in with one. I got Sanaconda. Who is a ground type that I really like.
Boring, but go on.
Yeah.
Oh, you know what? But before we get into the boring one.
Sanaconda.
I do think it's also worth mentioning that Toxtricity only has like 8 types that are just normally effective against it, which is kind of interesting. Less than half of the typings are normally effective. So normal, rock, ghost, fire, water, ice, dragon, dark. Just kind of funny that. It's either going to...
And the mix of all of that, it is so many different resistances.
Yeah.
You know?
So, Santaconda, which you guys think is boring. I think he's cool.
I was kind of kidding around.
Looking at total 5'10 stats, like I said, 72 HP, 107, 125 attack and defense, 65 and 75 specials, and a 71 speed. So really loaded into attack and defense there. Special attack, speed, HP, they're okay. In the 70s there. For abilities, you're looking at Sand Spit, which is going to create a sandstorm when it's hit by attack, which is kind of cool. Or Shed Skin, which is going to heal your status ailments. As a hidden ability, you get Sand Veil, which is going to boost your evasion. Which
pretty slick. That is pretty cool.
Which I think is the one you go with there. Yeah. Because you can run... it's kind of like this trolley evasion set. Give it like a bright powder to hold on to. And Sand Veil with the moveset of Sandstorm, Minimize, and maybe like an Earthquake or a Rock Slide. You can get a Rest in there if you want to be a huge dick, or a Coil. But... Kind of cool that you got this big snake and plane evasion strategy with it. Kind of fun. You get your normal weaknesses to ground, water, grass, ice, resisting poison on rock, no immunities. But yeah, this is a solid ground type. It's going to behave like most ground types in the game, except you're not having like getting it paired with a rock type as well.
Yeah. I don't know. Why does Pokemon design snakes as though you would get the impression that they've never seen a snake? Like, if you think of all of the snakes they've ever made, they don't look particularly... Rayquaza, fucking incredible.
Gyarados?
Everything, Onyx. All the other snakes. Like, yeah.
Arbok?
Like, yeah, Onyx looks like a series of hardened turds. You know? It looks like...
We're just gonna name all the snakes Survivor.
Yeah, like, but Survivor's fat. Survivor's like 4 feet long and really, really fat. That's the weirdest snake in the world. Like, Arbok, like, has no tail. It's just the big part that opens up, right?
Oh, maybe it doesn't have a tail. Maybe it's just like an infinite loop when it's coiled up like that.
So, like, and snakes are badass. I think everyone's terrified of snakes.
I think they're naturally terrifying, yeah.
You know?
Like, we have a natural fear of snakes.
God said, you don't get feet.
Yeah.
You know? And they gotta slither on their belly for all eternity.
Take that. Yeah. Yeah, you know what? No arms while we're at it.
he was having a laugh.
But, and the snake was like, I just bought all these shoes.
But it's like, shouldn't snakes be cool? Like, this game made horses cool. They can make a fucking horse look like a badass. Like, why can't they make a snake look cool?
Maybe one day.
Let's hope. All right. Is it my turn, I guess?
Yeah, go for it. Tag in.
All right. What's the next one that I haven't said? This one kind of sneaks on the list here a bit, just because it's a total asshole. Barrascuda.
Okay.
Really?
Yeah. Like, have you guys looked at its stats?
Mm-hmm.
Off the charts, man. Crazy, crazy fast, and hits like a fucking truck. I think like 60 everything else, but unbelievably fast, and hits really, really hard with moves like Liquidation, Psychic Fangs, Poison Jab, Ice Fang. Like,
how does it jab with no hands? Come on.
With Bill. With his little mouth thing.
How is it different from Peck?
Yeah, I'm sure it has Peck too. You know.
There's two Pokemon you guys haven't brought up yet, and I hope you do. Okay. I'm just commenting.
So, again, the thing is that I think at first glance, it looks like it sucks. So this is not a particularly menacing-looking design. I know when I see them in the wild, I'm like, oh, this thing's going to fucking chase me. I hate this guy. But then you realize, yeah, that this guy's... absolute asshole. It's really fucking hard. Like, I mean, could this thing like take on the pseudo legendary of this gen with a fucking Ice Fang alone? You know, like, it'll outspeed it with 123 attack. Like, wow, it's so one-dimensional. But wow, yeah,
it's a water Alakazam. If you don't finish him off, guess what? He's going to be dead next turn.
Yeah, and all that accomplished on 490 combined stats is crazy. And again, it's a pure water type. Really easy to think about. You're weak to two things, and you got your standard layout of resistances and, you know, normally damaged by. That's why it makes the list. Again, it has, zero awards for anything other than just asshole stats. That's what I got.
Cool. I got Appleton on my list.
Yeah.
Wow. All right.
Grass Dragon combined 45 base stats, so, you know, nothing to write home about. But you're looking at distributed and 110 HP, which is great. 85 and 80 attack and defense. 100 special attack, which is pretty good as well. And 80 special defense. It's dragged down by its 30 speed, but, you know, with HP and defensive stats at 110, 80, and 80.
Not its that special big attack is 100?
Yep, 100.
Wow, this is really defensive, and that actually still hits hard.
Yeah, I mean, I think you can consider it defensive because of the big HP. Otherwise, its defense stats are they're okay. They're pretty good.
What, you say Appleton?
Yeah, Appleton, not Flapple.
Appleton. Yeah, that's the big fat one.
It is, the apple pie looking one. Don't body shame it. With this type combination, you got a lot of weaknesses. You're weak to flying, poison, bug, dragon, fairy, double weak to ice. You're resisting ground, water, grass, and electric. So, you know, you do have the six weaknesses there, so you got to pay attention.
Which is a ton for a dragon.
Yeah. Yeah, it's not a great type combination because I don't think it negates any weaknesses, and I don't think it really picks up any significant resistances either. You're still resisting water and grass.
Oh, thick fat, though.
Thick fat is a cool ability, so you can reduce the damage of ice and fire moves.
Yeah, yeah. Well, I mean, you're double weak to ice. That sucks, but at least you kind of bring that back down to your standard 2 resist, right?
Also, gluttony, you can eat a berry earlier, but I think the ability you go on with an Appleton is ripen, which doubles the effects of berries. And I think you go with this because I think you can make a really trolly stall set, or at least very hard to kill set with an Appleton. You go with ripen as an ability to, you know, have your citrus berry restore even more HP. And then you go with a recycle as a move, which will give you that berry right back. You could also go with a curse, so you can buff up your stats a bit, sacrificing your speed, which doesn't matter anyway. I don't know if I would do that specifically because I think you want to play this as a special attacker, whereas curse raises your attack and defense, doesn't it? Your physical attack?
If you're
not a ghost. But I think what you do with this is you go Dragon Pulse for your stab and also a Giga Drain to gain even more health back, just to be a big old asshole.
Big old meanie.
So I think this thing, played right, can have a lot of staying power in a fight and just be super annoying. Which I like.
I do think he's better than Flapple.
Yeah.
Flapple has a little higher attack and everything with the 110. And he's got 70 speed, but low special defense, not a ton of HP. So, I mean, he just doesn't really have any survivability, and he's not going to finish people off with one pop.
Mm.
So I do think Appleton is the better of the two. I did use Flapple, just because he's a goofy little thing.
Mm-hmm.
And it was funny.
I like that. I think it's just kind of a funny idea where, you know, it's an apple Pokemon, but it's not actually the apple, it's the worm inside the apple.
Which is gross. Which is gross.
I think this is the best, like, snake design in the pattern. Yeah. Because what are worms? They're just tiny snakes, right? That's science.
I was going to say, and that was the other thing about it, are worms insects?
No, they're tiny snakes. They're reptiles.
What are they, though?
They're gross magical creatures.
Gross magical, because this should be a bug type.
A bug dragon?
What about this? It's a grass.
Just the apple.
It's as much a grass type as it is a dragon type. It's got none of any of this.
Well, so
it's a fucking worm.
The old
it's a ground bug.
The old English word for dragon is worm.
Shut up.
Spelled
I thought you might say that, you clown.
No. Actually.
It's a wyvern because it's got two wings.
Actually.
And I like that it has the branching evolutions to go with, like, the dragon hatched out of the apple, or just,
yeah,
like,
that's another reason why Shield is the better version, because you get Appleton instead of Flapple.
And we're in fucking England. I thought it was American as apple pie. I thought apple pie was our fucking thing. Johnny Appleseed is not from England, right?
Johnny Appleseed was probably a terrible racist. We should have no claim to him. Let them have him.
Look, I'm just saying, this is the shit cherry atop the bad set of Pokemon from this generation. And I'm sorry you like it.
You picked Araskuta. Like, you picked the fucking fish Pokemon that does one thing. It hits you with a water move real hard. Anything...
Actually, it hits you hard with a psychic move, a poison move, and an ice move. By the way, dealing double damage to your fat asshole of a Pokemon over here. It's really a worm.
And I've given you a Pokemon that does something really cool using Gluttony and Recycle, a fun move set to use. And fucking Santa Conda with his minimize strategy. Fucking fun things to do with your Pokemon. Have fun using Ice Fang over and over again.
Yeah, you got a stupid fat snake too, man. Yeah, you picked the worm and the snake Pokemon, both of which are like total doughy assholes. Like,
They're both great.
Spare me.
It's a fucking fish. It's a fish that
Wes, was... settle the debate. King Solomon, who gets this half of the baby?
I'm actually siding with John on this one.
Of course you are. Of course you are, because it's clearly correct.
Yeah.
But you said you played with Flapple.
I did play with Flapple. Because I couldn't get Appleton in my gen. Shit.
This is garbage.
I'm sorry that you don't like fun, Ryan.
No, I mean, I'm going in on these two, only because I think they're trash.
Oh, don't tell us how you really feel, Ryan.
Go on, tap into another one.
All right. This one, I think...
Oh, I'm gonna take a guess what Ryan's next Pokemon is right here. It's gonna be Alcremie.
It's not, in fact.
Alcremie
is my short list.
Is it gonna be your Pinchurin?
No. The one that was legitimately like my seventh spot.
Pokemon I care nothing about.
The one that maybe I would include would be Grimmsnarl. I did not include Grimmsnarl.
Grimmsnarl was fun.
I went with Corviknight. I really like
Corviknight. Oh, there it is.
Oh, good. The
Ryan, I'm back on your team. That was the one of two Pokemon I hope you guys mentioned. I love Corviknight.
A bird, which probably eats worms and enjoys pies. Right?
Well, we all enjoy pies.
Yeah.
I actually don't like pie.
You're a bad person.
Iron Head, Drill Peck. This thing weighs a fucking ton, so you can actually make really good use of Body Press. And then if you want to do a little statty stuff, you got your Hone Claws or your Bulk Up. Mirror Armor Reflex status moves. Like, fucking sweet, man. Thank you. And yeah, this Flying Steel combo. Let me bring up the little chart here with the what's going on with it. I recall that being pretty fucking slick. All right, here we go.
Yeah, he's like Skarmory, except he's good.
Yeah.
You got
eight. Hey. Don't you badmouth my Skarmory.
Well, Skarmory's a garbage Pokemon, and I've been saying that for years.
I hate you so much. Okay. He was good in Gen 2.
Nah.
It has eight resistances, two immunities.
Yeah, Skarmory has eight resistances and two immunities.
And with no stats to back it up.
Only weak to two things, fire and electric. And then it's normally damaged by six other things. Pretty good stats, too. 98 HP, 87 attack. 105 defense, 53 special attack is the lowest, which is probably what you want to see. 85 special defense, and then 67 speed. So
kind of slow.
Yeah, it ain't fast. No one's going to say this thing's fast, but decent bulk all around with about 100 HP and about 100 defense. And again, this chart of resistances, holy shit, man, this is fucking solid. Getting to use that body press.
What was Corviknight's stats again?
In total, 495, 98, 87. 105,
53,
85,
67. Skarmory's worse, isn't it?
It's got higher defense, 140.
Skarmory's pretty good.
And 80 attack.
Skarmory's objectively bad.
65, 80, 140, 40, 70, 70. Mm. Steel Flying. I mean, it's a one form and it still is doing that. I mean, come on. Weak Armor, Sturdy, and Keen Eye. I mean, don't badmouth my Skarmory, you son of a bitch.
Wait till you hear what I say about Kingler.
Oh, you fucker. Oh, I will murder you in front of your children.
All right, last up on my list, number six, Dragapult, of course, clearly.
Yeah.
The pseudo-legendary of the game.
Yeah.
600 total base stats.
Yeah, the one that engages in infanticide every time it attacks.
Yeah. I mean, that goes in
your
the
team.
Well,
wait, your team is turning out to be garbage, man.
What are you talking about?
You can't badmouth Dragapult. I mean, that thing is.
It's a pseudo. It's a pseudo legendary. It's a dragon ghost. But I don't like it.
You make a compelling argument.
It's
so,
six,
sold me, Ryan. You sold me.
It's real fucking fast and it hits real hard. Yeah.
Yeah. 88, 120, 75, 100, 75, 142. For some reason. Clear Body prevents stat reduction. Okay. Infiltrator attacks through barrier and substitute. Sure. Cursed Body may disable Pokemon move when used. Meh. Those abilities aren't particularly great. I guess you'll Clear Body there to prevent stat reduction. Great. You're going to have weaknesses to Ghost, Ice Dragon, Dark, and Fairy. Resistances to poison, bug, fire, grass, water, and electric. It's an interesting type combo because it doesn't really negate each other and either its weaknesses or resistances. You just kind of like pick up what the other one
just stacking them on top of each other.
Yeah. You do get the immunities to normal and fighting, which is great. So you have, what is that, 8 either resists or immunities. Interestingly, only normally affected by 5 things. Flying, ground, rock, steel, and psychic. Those are the only things that aren't going to be weak, immune, or resistant. And as far as a moveset, you can Dragon Darts, Dragon Breath, Dragon Rush, Hex, Phantom Force, U-Turn, super prolific TMs, electric moves, fighting moves, flying moves.
Yeah.
Fire moves, the list goes on. You can give this thing...
This thing's a monster.
Mm-hmm.
Makes the list of the best non-legendaries. Certainly not my favorite.
Okay.
Yeah. I mean, better than Gudra.
I think so.
Put it above Gudra.
Yeah.
For sure.
I like Gudra.
I think a lot of the pseudo-legendary dragons are always picking up double resistances, which he interestingly does not. So specifically, like, the ice. You know, your Dragonite, your Salamence, Garchomp. They're all going to be the 4 times weak to ice because of their type combos. But this thing, not so much. But, you know, I think if you go through the lineup of the pseudo-legendary dragons, I would not be first on my list either of ones that I would pick on a team.
Again, just really weird design. I like the tail part of it. That's cool.
That's why it's a ghost, because it has an ethereal tail.
It shoots its newborn children.
Yeah.
Creep. Like, I don't know, man.
All right, you got anyone else on your list, or do we finish it off here?
Last chance here. You got a mission.
My legendary. My favorite legendary.
Okay.
It's Specterior, which is the ghost horse, which is cool. It has no legs, but it still has little ghost hooves.
Who the hell is... What?
From Isle of Armor.
Yeah, it's Calyrex rides one of 2 horses, and it's either a pure ice form, which looks also pretty cool, or this ghost one, which just, again, cool. Looks like a total badass.
Oh.
That's all I had to say about that.
Cool.
The last of the Pokemon that I was hoping you guys would bring up is Orbeetle.
It's not great.
I hate you.
I like its Gigantamax form, where it's a UFO.
It's a big UFO.
It's got a fun design.
90 speed, and... not 80 special attack, it's not as great. But I really enjoyed Orbeetle.
I mean, if you put it like the grand scheme of your starter bugs that you get early on in the game, it's fine. I think it holds up against anyone.
I still enjoy Orbeetle.
Fine. I'm just saying. Me too. But it's just, it's not.
Yeah. And again, that's another thing that I think they're co-opting. Aren't we the ones that have the UFOs, not England? They're the ones that get like bombed by Germans.
Well, space has UFOs.
True. Well, everything's in space, though.
That's a fair point. So they have
just I stole that point from you, John.
So they have just as much claim to UFOs as we do, then.
Well, not really, though. I mean, aren't they?
Because we have Roswell?
They don't have. Do they have cows over there? Their cows don't get abducted. Our cows do.
Not that we know
of. Do we have corn?
Their cows get that disease.
Maize. Let's be culturally sensitive here.
Yeah.
Again, I think that...
where are we going with this?
I don't know.
There's Poltegeist. They have teacups over there. That's a thing.
Yep.
Like, that makes sense.
I like Poltegeist. Poltegeist is another one that that can have a lot of staying power.
Yeah.
And a fight. A lot of ways to restore its own HP.
I mean, do you think this game really captures England, is my question.
I think it captures probably the perspective of England that someone who lives...
In the U.S.
in Japan. Like, totally on the opposite side of the planet. I mean, sure, they probably have...
It's like, oh, that kickball. They sure love that shit.
Because we do have a lot of cultural similarities from England, because when the white people came over here, it was England colonies.
White people.
There's a lot of... There's like a kindred relationship that we have with England.
And we're like, Portugal, you go south.
Get out of here.
Yeah.
What are you doing? But yeah, like the country of Japan probably does not share the same sort of familiarity with England that we have. So I'm getting a total outsider's opinion.
So they just think their food contains worms and...
If only, that would make it better.
Yeah.
English food is...
Their horses are made of ice.
Just rancid.
Yeah.
Slather mayonnaise on it to make it better. It's gross.
Ugh.
Fuck England.
I think so. I think we're all in agreement, right? Wes, you too, fuck England.
I enjoyed my time over there.
So with the European countries that they've covered, they did a French Pokemon, nothing to do with English Pokemon. I think we can move off the European continent now, don't you?
So where are we going next, John, in the next Pokemon game?
I think we're going to South America. I don't think we've given the Southern Hemisphere nearly enough attention.
I think we're going to the fucking moon, man. No, I think that's probably a good place to go.
Yeah.
So in keeping a thing of Pokemon, because this is the Pokemon show, I have one brief thing I want to discuss with Pokemon.
Cool, take us home.
I am playing the Pokemon trading card game on my phone.
Oh, no way, man.
Yeah, it's good a deal. Lot of fun. It's actually, I've played a lot of these kind of card games growing up, Magic the Gathering, Yu-Gi-Oh! And everything, and I never actually learned the Pokemon trading card game, even though I do own a bunch of the fucking cards. And this little app is a lot of fun, and in comparison when I play a lot of Hearthstone, which you have to win like 3 wins to get 10 gold, and then, well, they don't do it that way anymore, but the rewards are pretty slow and steady. But in this game, I've played it for just a couple of weeks, and I've already unlocked 3 decks and like 15 booster packs and like all this shit, and it just keeps giving it to you. And the game is very simplistic because it was made for children, but it still is fun, and it's just a nice little game to play while I'm AFKing on watching TV and just zoning out. I just have this going on in the background. And my favorite deck that I'm using right now, I'm using 2 decks I'm really enjoying. One of them is a Steel deck that has like Corviknight and Zamazenta and what else this fucking got in there?
Palpitoad.
No.
Be a Sawzbot.
I'm using a Darmanitan deck that has a couple of different Darmanitan guys. And Pelipper. And
be a Sigilyph.
Got another Sigilyph in the mix.
Other deck I'm using is a Garchomp deck. It's got Lucario, Garchomp, Speartomb, Hippopotamus.
That's a Gen 4 deck.
Yeah, that is, and it's hilarious. These decks are a lot of fun, and they're just little starter decks that you can pick up from their little store on here. And hey, it's just a fun little thing just to mess around with.
If you buy the actual card packs, like the analog card packs, right? Like, they give you a thing for it, don't they?
Exactly. So if you buy a booster pack or even a starter deck, there is a code in there that you can put in this game to unlock the deck and the cards in this game. Which,
if my nephew hasn't used them, I mean, for Christmas, I got him a 36 booster box.
Yeah, just steal all those booster things off and just dump into your thing and play some games with that. I actually do own a physical starter deck that I bought. I bought one for me and one for my nephew so we can learn the game when he was younger. And like when I started playing this game, I was like, oh shit, I own one of these things. And I lost that
code.
And I was super sad. And I found it in here. I actually could buy it and play with it if I wanted to. It's a Noibat deck, Noivern deck.
Or you could just use your hookup at Target.
just raid the shit.
Yeah, just get all of the packs,
get all the codes and everything. Oh my god! No, it's a fun little game just to mess around with. The game is really simple, and there's a couple little strategies here and there with it. Nothing fancy. One of the ways that you can play is there's like NPCs you can play against, but there's also a versus, so you're playing against other people, and you can either pick it, a mode where you play a deck that you build. Or people playing are limited to only the theme starter decks. And that one's a little bit more balanced, and I can actually win in those because I don't have a whole lot of cards. I went against the one guy, he's just throwing nothing but like Mews and all these other fucking crazy things at me. I'm like, well, I'm not going to win with a freaking Kangaskhan. I mean, what am I going
to... Not with that attitude. Yeah.
So the theme deck thing is it's a fun little way to grind out some rewards and build some stuff up. And I got a lot of shit unlocked already on this thing.
I was going to say, maybe you could start working on some of your Hearthstone strategies and maybe just come up with like a mill deck.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, but yeah, it's a nice little game. I recommend it to people. It's a fun little thing to have on your phone and just to mess around with here and there. Especially with the Pokemon cards making a comeback nowadays.
Yeah,
we have to limit them to people in the store buying them. Of course, they're just buying them because it's all resellers and shit like that.
Yep, really? I've experienced that.
There was a big pack that came out. I forget what it was, but it had a chance of having a card in it that was like $200.
Just I actually got it. If it's the Darkness Ablaze one, I got it for my nephew, his birthday, which is back in October.
Yeah, he pissed on the card or something. Like, I don't
know. No, he's actually, he's like obsessed with it. He's old enough now that he's like looking up the values online and he's telling me what they're worth.
Oh, shit.
Which is wild. Yeah, he's a little schemer. But yeah, like, he made four or five times the value of the box that I paid for with what he's got in his cards right now.
Wow.
Like, again, he just doesn't have a seller account and he's not getting them professionally graded and all that stuff. But, you know, and it's the same one. The next one that comes out is called Vivid Voltage. I think that comes out in February. I was going to buy him another one just for the hell of it. It seems like if you buy the signature special edition ones that and they release like 3 or 4 a year, they're probably going to be worth more if you just lock one in and buy it.
Mm-hmm.
But again, like you're saying, secondhand sellers flip them. So
yeah,
if you have an unopened box right now of those Darkness Ablaze ones, it's worth like $250.
Yeah, easy.
So
and, I mean, it's kind of sad. I mean, more people in the action figure aisles and the card aisles and everything. I'm seeing more like grown ass men than actual children looking at these toys, and it's just I.
Well, it's funny because
calm down, people.
As someone who has children, I can say with 100% certainty, children don't give a shit about toys.
They don't.
They have gotten so many toys over the past, you know, couple of months because of Christmas and birthdays and stuff. They play with them for a few minutes and then they get ignored and just turn into garbage in a couple of months. Like, they do not care. Like, we get them clothes, we get them movies, I'll get them a game every once in a while. If it seems like they're interested, it's tough to tell, you know, how interested they are exactly.
Get them a new dog.
They do like stuffed animals. Like, stuffed animals is something that they hang on to for a while. They come up with their favorites and, you know, eventually they have like their 2 or 3 favorites and the rest of them just kind of sit in the corner and eventually we do a purge and they never notice.
Yeah, but like all these new Star Wars toys and everything, they're not for children. They're for the grown-ass men.
Yep.
That just they need to buy two. One that they can open and mess around with and make their little things, the one just to keep in the packaging. Jeez. I got one guy who buys them and takes them apart and builds little scenes and stuff like that, and he'll buy a toy because he thinks the gun in there that the action figure comes with is cool, so he can go with this character. And I'm like, what the hell are you doing, man? Like,
wow.
Now, like,
you're like 40 something years old, what are you doing? Like,
people like to collect things. I think that's kind of a natural thing. You just like to acquire things that you like. I tend to like to get things that have smaller footprints. Like, I got a shelf full of like some comic books and games. I feel like that's not going to be as impactful as like someday like my children having to throw away all my shit when I die and like having to go through all these plastic toys. Like, that'll be really easy for them to throw away when I'm dead.
That's why I got probably a record collection that probably weighs about 500 pounds.
Mm.
Just to make it the most difficult thing to get rid of.
You know? But it probably fits very cleanly.
Yeah, it is
on a shelf.
It's modular. Something like that. They can resell and make some money for
it. I fucking hope that whoever takes care of my estate sells these records. They're worth quite a bit.
Yeah, and you, know, you need to like haunt your place and make sure that they're not stacking the records.
That's going to be the point when I know my life is ending, is when my record collection starts getting smaller. When I know that my days are numbered and I'm whittling it down to nothing. You know, this is going to be a nice arc of my life will be the volume of records I own.
Be like a reflection of your mortality. Just how many days I have left is directly proportional to how many records I have.
Oh, that sounds like Mr. Vergorum's Wonder Emporium, where he's like, this is my last pair of shoes. No, not that one. Which one am I talking about? The one, the guy who owned a toy store.
That's quite true, everybody.
Isn't that a thing? Isn't that a movie? What's the fucking name of the thing?
Next up is the retro show. We're going to do retro show. It's going to be an exciting one because we're moving into a new millennium. Moving into the Willennium, as it is.
Yeah, ain't it crazy? He locked that fucker down, didn't he?
Yeah, it was that movie. It was that movie. Great. I got the quote right.
Okay.
The movie we can talk about. I don't know if you've seen it recently. A buddy of mine put it on his Plex, so I'm going to watch it. But Boondock Saints came out in January of the year 2000.
Sure did.
So I think it would be fun to revisit that film and watch it because that's like an edgelord classic.
Yeah.
You know?
John loves that film. Mm-hmm. Do you still have the poster somewhere?
I'm probably still, I used to like, well, I wonder how it would hold up now. I love that movie when I was in my early 20s.
Yeah, so. Same here. I remember loving it when I was younger. I wonder if, I mean, it's, Willem Dafoe's amazing. Like,
even Willem though Dafoe they shoot alone, the cat. Worth it.
Yeah. Right.
They shoot the cat and then hang the picture of the cat over its blood smear on the wall.
This is great. I'm ready. This is going to be great.
All right, good. We're going to spend 30 minutes on that movie, and then we'll probably talk about some video games, and that'll be a show. And then we'll wrap up the end of the month with the official show. Till next time.
So long.
Until next time.